The president of Ball State University says intelligent design shouldn't be taught in the school's science courses. Joanne Gora sent the letter to faculty and staff after a third-party complaint that a physics professor was teaching intelligent design over evolution in his classroom. WFIU's Amanda Soliday reports.
In his syllabus for the course, The Boundaries of Science, Ball State University professor Eric Hedin asks, intelligent design, is it science? Andrew Seidel is an attorney for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. He says a student taking the class expressed concern with how Hedin was teaching intelligent design.
You know, it's the dichotomy between teaching and preaching.
But Seidel says the student who contacted his organization doesn't want to be identified.
No. They're very, very afraid of retribution.
Now, Ball State University President Joanne Gora has sent a letter to all faculty and staff emphasizing that intelligent design is not appropriate content for science courses. Indiana University biology professor Roger Ennis agrees.
I think it's important for students to understand what the scientific process is and why intelligent design is not a hypothesis that can be tested by the scientific process. And so in that context, I might bring up intelligent design.
Ennis is not aware of any science courses at Indiana University with a focus on intelligent design. He says the material is more appropriate for a religion course or a religious university. But Gora's remarks have created some worry about an instructor's right to speak. Professor Eric Damian Kelly teaches urban planning at Ball State. He says Gora's letter may influence course material beyond intelligent design.
Every pre-tenure faculty member and every contract faculty member, which is more than half the faculty, will be very nervous about what they teach.
He says one of the strengths of a university is diversity in viewpoints. For now, a Ball State provost is working with Professor Hedin to review his course material. Professor Hedin declined to comment. For WFIU News, I'm Amanda Soliday.